Welcome to WLRN, and I'd like to say hello now to Zach, Shlomo, and Alicia of Zusha. Zusha. What kind of name is Zusha?
Zusha.
Where does Zusha come? It sounds like it's a great name. And is it just a made-up word?
We named it after somebody, actually. There was a great rabbi named Rabbi Zusha.
Oh, really?
He lived in the Ukraine.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of the stuff that he taught, we find meaningful. Like he was all about being yourself, and just focusing on what's unique about you, and always praising the moment, and always finding good things. And he never saw bad in anything.
This is Zach of the group Zusha. How did you know of Rabbi Zusha?
That's a good question.
There's a lot of stories told of him. He was very hidden, as much as he was revealed. And I think we each found out about him from different rabbis we've had or stories we've heard.
Shlomo of the group Zusha. Now, it was quite obvious now that this group is a Jewish group. You mainly perform for Jewish audiences?
No, we play for all audiences, actually.
Mm-hmm.
We play in public venues, and we invite everyone. I want to come sing along.
Well, it's unusual that you I guess, represent the Jewish faith in your singing. That's what you do, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And you do that with new songs, old songs?
Mostly original.
Original music.
Original, yeah. I think it's all original.
Yeah,
these are original tunes and melodies that we've developed.
Where's the group from? Where did it form?
It formed in the village.
In New York City.
Is that where you all met?
New York, yeah.
That's where we met.
Yeah. Were you all students in New York City?
We were all going to different colleges at the time, and the village was sort of like the middle ground for all of us.
The melting pot.
Imagine three different rivers all just converging at one.
No kidding.
One colorful.
Well, let's start one by one. Alicia, you play percussion in Zusha. Where were you in Greenwich Village? What were you doing there?
Oh man, Greenwich Village in the 2010s.
In the 2010s?
I was searching for myself. You know, I was searching for friends. I was in college and I was going down to the village because I had friends down there who were celebrating life and yearning for a deeper sense of living, a deeper sense of the moment and of the day.
Is that why people go to the village? To seek out?
Leave the village.
Get me out of here. No, but also because, you know, I guess for where I was coming from at the time, I had a lot of rabbinic voices saying to actually steer away from places like that because it's a, you know, in certain perspectives, it's a dark place. It's a very cultural place. I don't know. Help me with the words, but it's.
I mean, because of your religious background, it's
It's very open. Uh-huh. It's very cultural. It's not necessarily religiously sanctified in a more traditional and superficial way. But I think
it was forbidden. You
I guess so. You were prohibited.
Well, but was it? Was that your experience in Greenwich Village?
At the time, I was nervous. It was something I've never been to before, really.
Okay.
I think the danger is that you sort of lose what's special about you and you sort of take on everything else. But the advantage, I guess, is that you can learn from all these different places and musically as well. It was such an amazing place to hear jazz and folk music. And
well, what were you doing in the city?
I happened to be going to school there. I was in New York University, and so I would just like get up and I was there. So I didn't have to travel very far.
And Shlomo, what brought you to New York City?
Well, I was studying uptown at Yeshiva University.
Okay.
And
it's the rivalry.
The rivalry, NYU, YU. Only thing different is the N, but...
Shlomo, were you musically inclined?
I was musically inclined, but I really went there for Shabbos, for the Sabbath. There's a strong group of Jews gathering to celebrate the Sabbath, and I wanted in. That's where my friends are at, and a lot of friends I went to yeshiva with, to seminary with.
What drew you in to the Sabbath? When you say the Sabbath, is that just weekend prayer?
Weekend prayer and gathering and beautiful meals and singing. So I guess there was a musical inclination there as well.
Okay.
It's a whole experience.
Yeah.
The weirdest part is like walking out of synagogue and you know, we don't use any electronics or we don't play music on Shabbat. And the weirdest thing is walking out of synagogue in like a crazy world of just like phones and cabs and bars and people drunk walking around, and like having that inner calm and inner peace, that tension was something that like really drove us and forced us to be creative in ways that we didn't think we could.
I think it refined my inner experience of the Sabbath a lot, because you can't rely on the outside world to buttress or support what you're trying to experience. It really has to come from within. Right.
Well, the fact that your school was in New York City, did it make it special? Does it make it a more dangerous or darker school because it's in, what you say, New York City? It was in Greenwich Village.
It made it more challenging and therefore more meaningful. Mm-hmm. You know, it's easy to go out to the woods and unplug, but it's hard to go to Union Square and to unplug.
Okay.
Yeah.
And to plug in internally.
What's the reaction when you play? Do you play in New York City?
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we just played last week, actually. We sold out the Bowery Ballroom. There was like 600 people there, and it's...
Where did you play?
At the Bowery Ballroom.
The Bowery Ballroom?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of the main music clubs.
Bowery Presents.
Oh, really?
It's a wild experience, man. I can't really explain it. You sort of have to experience it. But it's just a group. It's just a room full of people singing together and opening their hearts together. And a lot of these people disagree outside of this place. So to come into this space and to unite in song is something special.
To go to that point beyond all disagreements and to get to that point where we all agree.
How do you get people to your show then? Obviously, you attract this audience. Last week at the it wasn't all Jewish. It was all mixed, right?
Yeah.
How do you get people to your shows if? I guess they know what you do, right?
Well, we have like a unique message, I would say, you know? We're like, there are not many people doing what we do.
What's your message?
Our message is to be yourself and to be okay with other people. And that's like, you know, some people think you have to sort of relinquish yourself and to sacrifice yourself in order to be with everyone else. But our message is that be yourself, be unique, and that there's also room to be with other people.
Also, I would say an extension and development on the message is that music is such an incredible medium for getting to somewhere higher, somewhere deeper, somewhere. And so many people just focus on making good music, but that's where it ends. But we use music as a means to an end, which is unity, which is to depth, which is tapping into one's inner wellspring. And that's what it means to us.
Zusha is here in the studio, and I'd like to hear a couple songs this afternoon. What would you like to start off with?
This is called Ikvasa. It means consistency, something that we value in life. And it's off our new album called Kavana, which we released a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
January 5th.
A few weeks ago. And it rose to Billboard's World Music Chart.
Numero dos.
No, number two. Yeah. How exciting.
And number one on iTunes, on iTunes World Albums.
Yeah,
and really on my mom's fridge.
That must mean you are, what does that mean, you're rock stars now? What's that mean?
In our house.
It means something. It means something and it means nothing. It just means that there's a tiny bit of affirmation and that there's reception and that we're just going to keep going.
That's good. Here's Zusha. Da 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 Live in the WLRN studio, Azusha. Shlomo, you were taking lead vocals in that. Is that? Are you the lead singer for the band?
Lead in Yiddish means song, so I'm the song singer, yeah.
Okay. Now, I didn't hear any words in that song.
Yeah, no words.
There are no words in that song.
I meant to say before that the reason why this music is so unifying is because a lot of the songs don't have words. So you walk into the room and you're able to sing along from the get-go.
There's also a meditation feel to it, and as well as a flow. Do you get people dancing to your songs?
Definitely. Totally. Definitely. From the seats to standing up.
To the heavens. Upright,
you know? They often feel like meditative parties.
Yeah.
You see people meditating, you see people dancing. It's people are tapping into something, which is really special.
How much does the Jewishness enter into it?
Well, it's our main source of inspiration, you know, God and all the wonderful inspirational texts. And that's our starting point. That's where we're coming from. That's what inspires us. But ultimately, if something's for real, it should be able to inspire anyone who hears it. So it exits from our heart, which is filled with Jewish wellsprings, but it exits to anyone's heart and wherever they're coming from.
And you have been able to reach people, I guess, that way, right? All across all...
Totally. We get people that aren't Jewish that are driving a couple of hours to see us.
Really?
Yeah, they hear us on the radio and they're like, I'm not Jewish, but I love what you guys stand for, and it's so meaningful.
So you all met in Greenwich Village, New York City. How long ago?
Two to three years ago.
Whose idea was it to start a band?
None of our ideas. It was his idea. You know, the big H.
Yeah. Well, how did it happen? Did someone see you and say, okay, do you have a manager? Do you have an agent?
We used to have a manager. It was a good friend of ours.
Yeah, and he was the one to kind of encouraged us.
And what happened to him?
Well, he encouraged us to jam together. Uh-huh. So, and from that, we kind of just, I think we felt a bond.
And how did you know people were willing to, I don't know, pay to see you?
Well, it started with like house meditative parties, you know, like... And we had a grassroots following, and they were hooked on phonics, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the Village happens to be like a very creative community, so the people were doing like art shows in people's apartments, and that's how we started playing like small gatherings, and we like really built up a really intimate community.
Do you still live in New York City?
New York area.
New York area.
I mean, I think the short and real answer is we didn't know or intend for people to pay to see us. That was never the plan. Let's make a buck on this. I think the music mattered to us. And because it was coming from a genuine place, I think the natural response was to share it. So people, you know, people come to our concerts. It blows our minds. It blows our hearts, you know. But it means it's real.
Zusha is in concert tonight. I just got to ask. It's on top of my mind. So I just have to ask this. We have a Jewish man running for president of the United States. And I wonder if
Bernie Sanders.
I was wondering if that's
all about unity, you know.
Are you fans of Bernie, or do you politics at all?
We don't get into politics.
That's not really where we head.
I do think that, like, one of the cool things about this band is that we sort of disagree on a lot of things. Spiritually, politically, socially, all these different things. And that's really what makes this project so beautiful, is that we are all so different, yet we can be in the same band and sing the same
song.
And
our focal point is not on our differences. Everyone spends time focusing on who's different and why they're different. What we focus on is the points of togetherness, the points of unity. And if people would spend more time doing that, the world would be a whole better place.
To answer your question, our unifying point is that we don't like to talk about politics.
Well, do you receive any negative, being Jewish, being out front Jewish, do you get people who don't like what you're doing?
Yeah, but you know, that just means you're doing something good.
Okay.
Yeah, my dad can't stop. No, my dad can't stop. No, just kidding.
Well, what do your parents think?
Our families are in full support. I think the music touches them. They see it's coming from a genuine place.
Mm-hmm. And they don't mind that you're in New York City now.
They're from love us out of the house, man. Yeah.
The truth is, some of the main Hasidic masters had major opposition, but it's like when the clouds are covering the sky, covering the blue skies, you know there's a preparation for new rains, which are going to give birth to new fruits. It's the holiday of trees tonight, the Tu Bishvat, a Jewish holiday, for a celebration of life in the midst of the winter. I mean, here you don't feel the winter, but in New York City, there's a big storm with like 2 feet.
Oh, that's right.
And so one of the main things is that we celebrate life in opposition. We're celebrating, you know, the sap going up the tree as there's 2 feet of snow in the midst of New York City, because we don't focus on the opposition. We focus on, like, the inside, what's happening on the inside. And right now, the sap's going up the tree and the fruit's about to start. So
that's Shlomo of Zusha, and the band, you spell it Z-U-S-H-A. Is that, people don't know that was a famous rabbi, though.
Some people don't.
Yeah, okay.
In Swahili,
yes,
it means say it like it is. So people might know that.
Apparently it's a street term for, you know, speak up and speak up and for what you stand for, which is a very awesome sentiment.
It must be fun being on the road with you guys. You support each, even though you disagree. You seem
That's
to
what
come,
makes it fun. Man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's fun. The truth is, people ask us what our goals are in our music, and our goal is to, a year from now, be sitting around the table with all each other.
That's really
And just to be friends, and that's like, I feel like that comes across in the music, the friendship.
And to be singing this world a little bit back together again, you know?
Have you been invited on any talk show? Let's say Colbert comes to mind. Have you gone to that level yet?
Do you have any connections?
We're in.
I don't know.
We'll take it.
Well, who knows where it'll end. I imagine it's exciting to see where the next road is. What's your immediate plan after tonight?
We're going to California this weekend.
Oh, after
a few shows out
we just
there.
We just came off a tour, like a 2 or 3 week tour, and we were in Israel and Toronto, and we traveled across America.
We went to London, Birmingham.
In a van.
What did you study to be?
A van driver.
A wagon driver.
Studied web programming and marketing, and Shlomo studying like health food and nutrition.
I studied psychology. I took a leave of absence.
So you're going to ride this band until it is no more, I suppose, right?
Part of our voice is telling people to follow your passion, because like that's, you only have one chance in life to really go for it, and this is our chance. We're doing it, and we're showing people that you can do it if you really believe in it.
Zach, Shlomo, and Alicia of Shlomo of Zusha. Shlomo would be a good name for a band too.
There's
an electronic musician named Shlomo.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
There's a beatboxer.
Zusha, how about one more tune?
Sure. The song is called Child. It's all about like being, looking at the world with complete wonder and newness. Mm-hmm.
da dum, um num, da dum num, da dum dum, da da da, I da 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 da, da da da, da dum, um num, da dum num, da dum num, da 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 da.
Zusha, live in the WLRN studio. What's your website?
Zusha.com.
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 Zusha.com. Zusha is in concert this evening at the Barnacle Historic Site in Coconut Grove.
Jay, thank you so much for having us, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
Zach, Alicia, and Shlomo, thank you so much,
Michael,
for coming
you should
by.
Be blessed infinitely. And your radio station.
And all your listeners out there.
Oh, that's great.
The audio waves of your radio station should send a unifying vibration across the world.
I just got a chill. I guess it meant something to me, Shlomo. Thank you so much. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Mike.
Here's music from Tribekistan.